everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a member of the Red Hot North Bay Battalion. This is a club that has been on a roll over the last month and a half and sliding up the standings in the OHL Eastern Conference. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Aaron Luchuk of the Barrie Colts. He had 9 points in three games last week on the back of 3 goals and 6 assists and was a +3. The 20-year-old, who hails from Kingston, now in his fourth season in the Ontario Hockey League, was originally a fourth-round choice of the Windsor Spitfires in the 2013 OHL Priority Selection. He played a total of 236 games in Windsor and captured the 2017 MasterCard Memorial Cup title with the Spitfires. Now moving on, though, to the Barrie Colts, and he leads the OHL in scoring coming into this week's play. He had 95 points in 57 games, including leading the league with 43 goals this season. Certainly some very impressive numbers for the overager, who recently earned an entry-level National Hockey League contract as a free agent with the Ottawa Senators. Staying in the Central Division, and the North Bay Battalion have been on quite a roll over the last month and a half, allowing them to move up the Eastern Conference standings and coming into this weekend's play right there at the number 4 spot, which would give them home ice when the Ontario Hockey League playoffs start less than a month from now. 20-year-old forward Justin Brazeau leads the battalion in scoring this season, putting up career highs with 36 goals through 58 games and a total of 67 points. The pride of New Liskeard, Ontario, getting a chance to play for the battalion now in his third season and eligible for the 2018 NHL entry draft after being passed over the last couple of years, but he is on the list, ranked 141st by NHL Central Scouting among North American skaters. Earlier this week, Brazeau and I chatted about the play of the battalion of late. With Justin Brazeau of the North Bay Battalion, and Justin, you guys have been having some pretty strong success over the last while, especially the last month and a half. What's been going so well for the North Bay Battalion lately?
I think the trades we made around the deadline there, the guys have just come in and had a different mindset. You know, I think with trading Cam and Brett, we realized that as a team, we had to work hard, keep working hard to get better every day. You know, the guys that have come in have done a really good job of fitting in with us, and you know, some of our younger guys have got new opportunities and new roles with the team, and I think they've done a really good job with those so far, and you know, everything just kind of clicked.
Is it a case you find indeed some of the young guys just said, hey, here's an opportunity for me to move up the depth chart?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, young guys are getting a lot of opportunities now, and at the beginning of the year, you know, we had 4 or 5 really veteran D, and some of our younger guys weren't getting a chance, and now with trading Cam, you know, they're put in different roles, and I think they've done a really good job so far.
Has your style of play changed at all?
I don't know if our style has changed, but no, I think we're we work a lot harder right now because I think we realize we don't quite have as much skill as some teams, but we're really deep. We have really good 4 lines, and I think we realize that if we can just roll over 4 lines and outwork teams and tire them out, that we'll be able to win those close games.
How important would it be to move up into that number 4 spot to get home ice in the first round?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, anytime you get home ice, it's obviously a big deal. It's a lot easier to play, you know, more games at home than on the road, and a game 7 if there is one.
Give me your take on how your game has come together this year.
Obviously I've had a pretty good year for myself. I mean, I'm just trying to work hard and get better every day, and I know for myself, my game is I have to get to the dirty areas and compete every night, and so I just try to do that on a day-in, day-out basis.
As a bigger guy, being 6'6", is that sort of where you can take advantage of your size, but knowing, hey, the OHL's called a certain way, so here's the game I can play without going over the line?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I just try to use my reach, my size to my advantage. I think any time I'm in the offensive zone and the puck's below the goal line or the hash marks, that's kind of where my game is, and getting pucks and working around there and finding guys and trying to bring pucks to the net. And when the D get the pucks, trying to get my big body in front, you know, screen the goalie, maybe get pucks, sticks on pucks. So, yeah, that's definitely where my game is at.
You're a Northern Ontario guy. Being with the North Bay Battalion and what that team means to that community must be a big thing for you.
Yeah, you know, obviously it means a lot. I get to see a lot of friends and family for my games and a lot of familiar faces in the stands a lot. So it's obviously a big deal.
for you, obviously, it's a case that next year we don't know what that's going to bring. Right now you're living in the present of this year, but hoping that some doors open up down the road in terms of maybe some more professional opportunities after you went to camp last year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, that's my main goal, is to move on to pro hockey, but I think for now I'm not trying to worry about too much about that. You know, I'm just trying to focus on the season, have a good playoff finish here, and make a good playoff run, and we'll see what happens.
Third season with Stan Butler as your coach, a guy who's been around this league for many years. What have you learned from him?
You have to work hard each and every day. He always says to the guys, you get better or worse every day. You never stay the same. So I think I'm kind of trying to take that motto. And, every day I come to the rink, whether it's practice or a game, I just try to work hard and get better.
That was Justin Brazeau of the North Bay Battalion. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and the Sioux Greyhounds continue to be the number one team in the national rankings. Other OHL representation sees the Sarnia Sting at number 5 and the Kitchener Rangers at number 7. Two teams in the honorable mention list this week, the Hamilton Bulldogs and the Kingston Frontenacs. Congratulations to Saginaw Spirit graduate Chris Bennett. He has been named the Atlantic University Sport Rookie of the Year for the 2017-2018 season. As part of the OHL education program, he's attending the University of New Brunswick and playing there. He picked up 18 goals this season, which was second in the conference, and added 20 assists this season. He played 5 years with the Saginaw Spirit from 2012 through 2017, playing a total of 195 games. Bennett will now be up for the U Sports National Rookie of the Year Award, which will be handed out in the near future. Other OHL graduates recently recognized by Atlantic University Sport were either on their All-Star teams or the All-Rookie teams. First-team All-Stars among OHL graduates were Hunter Garland, who plays at St. Mary's, graduated from the Peterborough Petes, also played for the Guelph Storm, Stephen Harper, who's now at Acadia, who wrapped up his OHL career with the Niagara Ice Dogs, and St. FX forward Michael Clark, who played for the Peterborough Petes. Second-team All-Stars were Chris Bennett, who also was named to the All-Rookie team. Other OHL graduates on the All-Rookie team, Dylan DiPerna out of St. Mary's, who graduated from the Kitchener Rangers, and St. FX defenseman Santino Santorami, who wrapped up his OHL career with the Owen Sound Attack. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.